Scorpion in just about 3 or 4 minutes in my next segment, and we'll spend the whole hour with Walter and discuss the comprehensive annual financial reports and other things going on in his life. A man that has tried to help Americans understand exactly what's going on with your finances. And, boy, he's been hit hard by the powers that be. We're going to get to Walter Burian, but we have Mike in Illinois, and you're probably calling Mike for our last caller who's not with us. But go ahead, and you got a couple minutes here, and I'll see if I can answer your questions. Go ahead. Mike, are you there? Mike just dropped off. Okay, he probably thought that Eric was gone and there were that he couldn't talk to him. So anyway, let me get back to what I was saying earlier. Yes, we are going to continue on the investigative journal to always try to get at the root core of the problem in our country, no matter where it goes, whether a person wears a tie and a shirt and works in the government, or whether they wear a black hat and work in Rome and are called the Black Pope. We're going to go right to the heart of it. And as a guest on my show once said, his name was Jim Rothstein, a former New York police detective who has been researched and investigated the pedophile problem in our country, taking it to the highest levels of government and to Cardinal Spellman in New York and the Vatican. He doesn't care as long as he doesn't care where the criminals are found, as long as you can get to the truth. And in his segment here right after the break with Pastor Tony Alamo, there's a lot of questions people had regarding Pastor Alamo's life, how he was set up by the FBI for spreading the word of God, preaching the Bible, talking openly about the Vatican connection to the New World Order. And in fact, the last interview we had on FBI agent John Peeler, who was assigned to bring down Pastor Alamo illegally. And, boy, that was quite an interview, as John Peeler since has left the FBI, apologized to Pastor Alamo for what he did. And we're going to talk today a lot about the state of different churches in America and what's happened. We talk on this show a lot about how many Christian organizations have been infiltrated. You know, when you listen to President Bush, how can he say he is a Christian and follows the Word of God? We're going to discuss all this deception with Pastor Alamo. But let me first mention one story that you won't hear about anywhere else but on this show. We started something about 6 months ago called the Tour of Hope. And this, along with a man from Italy named Leo Zagami, he's a former Monte Carlo P2 Lodge member who has decided to out the Vatican at the highest levels in Italy, and including their connections here to our government's foreign and domestic policy. Well, we came up with this idea to start the Tour of Hope, which are groups all over the country and all over the world that start with a committee of hope, maybe 5 or 6 people, who are not afraid to spread the message of the Vatican-led New World Order, a message that needs to be heard. Well, what happened? There's a woman in California, in Venice Beach, named Hetty, who I've known for over a year, and Hetty has been homeless for a long time, and but a very, very bright woman who has done a number of things in the Patriot community. And so she started a Tour of Hope in Venice Beach, and this was, about a month ago. Now, Hetty has been living in and around that area for a long time, and if you know that area like I do, there are many, many homeless people there, and there are places where they can go. There's a place where they can shower, things like that. Well, anyway, Hetty paid some money and opened up a booth on the Venice boardwalk, and she began to spread the message of the Vatican-led New World Order, the message that we spread on this show, along with people like Pastor Alamo, who's been doing this for over 30 years, sending brochures and passing brochures out to people all over the place, all over the world. Well, Hetty started to do that on the Venice boardwalk, and it lasted there for over a year. She was arrested just last week for vagrancy, and I think it has something to do with what the message she was starting to spread on the Venice boardwalk. Well, anyway, we'll keep in touch with Hetty, and we'll be back right after this short message with Pastor Tony Alamo.
I've found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information.
Stay connected
to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
First segment. My guest today is Pastor Tony Lommel, and he's an inspiration to everyone in America who's trying to get at the truth. It's not easy in this country these days to even get close to the truth. Pastor Lommel has learned it a long, long time ago, over 3 to 4 decades ago. Pastor Lommel left Hollywood in his career, as we discussed earlier, and began to spread the word of the Bible and God, and wasn't afraid to confront the Vatican-led New World Order years ago. And as over the years, his message has spread all over the world. He's on many, many different radio shows weekly. He has passed out literally millions of brochures alerting people about this Vatican-led New World Order. And Pastor Lommel, I opened the show with a story that just happened in Venice Beach regarding a woman who was trying to do the same thing and was just arrested for vagrancy, although they didn't say it was for passing out literature about the Vatican. She said she'd been there for over a year, but when she started doing this mysteriously, she was arrested the other day. This is an incredibly difficult message to get across. How have you survived all these years, Pastor?
Well, first of all, survival is of the Lord. If I know that when a person is really keeping the commandments and you're coming on very strong, the way that I believe that a person survives is that you uncover everything that you know about that wicked organization. It's like they run the media. The Bible states that Satan would be given a mouth in the last days, and that's what the mouth is. It's the Vatican's control of the FCC and all the other news agencies. And so the reason somehow back in the 40s, they conned the United States to join the United Nations. And the Lord told me that the way to destroy the works of the Vatican is to not be afraid of it, but to attack it. That's what they do. They're the ones that are frightened. Because if everyone knows that the Vatican is the root of everything that's going on in the world, not only the United States, but the entire world, then they know that all the they know that they have to start causing confusion on Earth to get everybody's mind off of what you're telling about them. They're the root or the mother of every abomination that's happening on Earth, God said. Now, you know, a lot of people listen to people, but, you know, according to the scriptures, we have to listen to God. So then because I believe God, I've given my life to him 42 years ago, almost 43, in September it'll be 43. And so Susie died in April 8th, 82, I cried to the Lord. I said, what am I going to do now? She's been the one that does all the preaching and everything. I said, give me the ability to write, to teach and to preach. And he said, I will. But he said, if you don't teach the things that I tell you, and if you don't distribute the things that I tell you, you will be destroyed. And that should be a lesson to everybody that loves the United States of America, that loves your own soul, and loves the souls of the people in your family, in your church, your friends, your enemies. We're supposed to be treat everyone as though it's the Lord. But not when we know they're Satan. We're not allowed to. We're supposed to shake the dust of our feet off at those kind of people. We're not to fellowship with them at all. And so I realized that, and when people say, how did you overcome all these things? I overcame them by simply following the things that the Lord told me to do. He said, get the message out, and you will not be destroyed. If you don't, you will be destroyed, because then people will not know what you're all about. So I immediately set forth to write the first piece of literature and to get one thing that we have that a lot of people have, too. They have like an army of people in a lot of these churches, but they don't, they're not consecrated to the Lord. And the reason for consecration is that that God purchased us with his the blood of his precious son on the cross at Calvary. And so he required consecration means that we're placed under his, we're not under the penalty of the law anymore. We're under the, you know, we have to keep the law or else we'll be under the penalty of the law. But if we do what he says, then we're going to be protected. We began receiving the all the things that are the commonwealth of the kingdom of heaven. We have his protection. We have healing. We have everything. We can cast out devils. We can do all the things that the Lord tells us to do. But if he sees that we're reluctant and that we are afraid, that's why in the book of Revelation it says the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in the lake of fire. Not only will we be murdered, killed, but we'll be destroyed. So the Vatican is a powerful a satanic organization, but it has no power over godly people, God. They may throw you in prison because the Lord said they will, and they might kill you, but one thing they can't do is cast your soul into hell. The Lord said, don't fear him who can just take your life, which is the devil, but fear him who can take your life and cast your soul into hell. And so I'm afraid of God. I'm not, and it's a good thing. The Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. So what I do is I just do what the Lord says. And so far, this has been 25 years ago that I started taking over after Sue died. So far, the only thing that he's done is character assassination. They degrade you with their lies. They make everybody think that you're worse than Adolf Hitler and everything. And I suppose the fact that they're the ones that are using, once you join the United Nations, I mean, we are the actual muscle of the United Nations. Without us having joined the United Nations, they could not use us to go all over the world and fight their battles for them. And the battle is that they want to rule every nation in the world. That's what the Bible says. And so what they're doing is using our manpower here in the United States to go over to all these different countries that we have no business in. And the only reason they're doing, they're saying, well, we want to spread democracy. Democracy, according to the Vatican, is nothing more than dictatorship. And we have to expose these things. And, you know, I really admire you, Greg, because you're a fearless type person as well. I mean, you let these things be aired, and you've been under threat just like I have. But to me, I'd rather accept the threat from the Lord. He says, either do these things and you'll be destroyed, or else if you do them, you will not be destroyed. And so far, I'm not destroyed. I'm, you know, alive and still kicking. And, you know, I love to do this. This is my favorite sport, especially when I know that the Lord has given me the formula of how to destroy Satan. And that is Satan's church, the Vatican. It's the world, and it's in charge of the world government and the media. And that's why they exalt the Pope and that demonic religion. And they exalt anybody that's evil and character assassinate and degrade and defame everybody that's really doing something for the Lord. Look at all these homosexual and pedophile people over there, and they go after people all over the world, just individuals that are and doing the same thing, but they won't prosecute. They'll throw a few of them away to make it look like they're right. And when you were saying, or your announcer, whoever it is there, that was saying that they're condemning this war, they're the ones that started it. And they say that to make themselves look innocent.
They're the ones who start the war. Then they get on the wrong. Then they tell us the war. They officially say the war is wrong, but they back everyone that's fighting the war is really how they operate.
They started the war, and then they say, "Oh, this war is awful. It's terrible." In other words, and they say, "We're against homosexuals," and almost every one of them are homosexuals. I mean,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, and pedophiles and everything. It's like a double tongue thing. We hate this, and yet they're the ones that are doing it more than anybody else in the world. It's like the Bible, that's why the Bible says that the devil has deceived the whole world with this kind of jargon.
Right, and you know, they conveniently hide behind the Word of God and behind a priest's cloth and the Vatican power. And it's just amazing to me how much control they really have when you look at this. I mean, if people really understood that they were the ones pulling the purse strings of all the leaders of Israel, the Middle East, and our country, and foment war on both sides, people may begin to wake up. Because usually what happens when you try to spread this message, people that aren't sure who's right and who's wrong claim that this is a religious bigotry. And I want to talk to you about this because I've said publicly that the Vatican really isn't a religious organization. And if they were doing good things, tell me why you can't ever see that outside of their front charitable organizations they use. Why haven't they excommunicated Stalin, Hitler? Why haven't they come down hard on the immigration issue in our country that's destroying the middle class? All these things point to their evil. And Pastor Alamo, you've been telling this for years. We'll be back right after this short message with Pastor Tony Alamo.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Pastor Tony Alamo, and I did want to mention this. If you want to go to his website, it's www.alamo, that's A-L-A-M-O, ministries.com, and you can read many of his writings. And it's very interesting, and I think people should know this, that your message, this message is can be spread and can be told if people want to do that. And what I mean by that is you must speak out, and the Bible even tells us that. And I've learned that through reading and also the many guests on my show that have given me the inspiration to keep moving when a message that has been suppressed in the mainstream and alternative media. There are many Christian stations out there, many stations that are still covering this message, and Pastor Alamo's heard in many countries overseas and on many stations all over America, so you can listen to him. And if you go to his website, you can find out when and how to listen to Pastor Tony Alamo's message. Also, he has three different ministries and a new one, I believe, going up, but one in Texarkana, one in Fort Smith, Arkansas, and one in Santa Clarita, California, which is near Los Angeles. You have any plans for any new ministries, Pastor?
Well, we have actually... it's hard to receive this, but we have hundreds and I think even thousands of churches all over the world now that I, the pastors, are using my literature, and we support them as well with, you know, food, clothing, and other necessities like Bibles, literature, and things like that, because we want to get this word out. You know, if everybody started exposing the Vatican and the things that I'm bringing forth in my literature, they would be as safe as I am. So a lot of people, like you take, for instance, if I'm not telling the truth, then why is the Vatican and some of the branches of the Vatican, like the BATF, the FBI, the IRS, and all these people, why are they hiring people to assassinate me? They want to silence my mouth. Why are they doing everything that they can through one of their branches called the Cult Awareness Network, which my attorney in New York destroyed, but they opened up under a new name. Why are they saying all these false things about me on the Internet to where people say, well, we don't want to listen to somebody like that? Realize that there's two sides of the story, but there's so many people, we have hundreds of distributors of my literature here in the United States, not including the ones that dwell at Elizabeth, New Jersey, where we have a church, and also Fort Smith, and near Texarkana, which is Falk, Arkansas, and over here in Los Angeles, we have a church at 13136 Sierra Highway, and we've been there for 40 years. Because they got out the word that I was dead, I put neon signs in front of the churches to say, no, this is the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, and I'm very much alive. And then I went on radio to prove to people that these messages are not coming from the grave, they're coming from heaven. And through myself, and me, myself, and I, very much alive.
Our last interview we did have on John Peeler, who was the FBI agent, one of the agents assigned to destroy your ministry and to put you in jail. He did say he was assigned to assassinate you, but did not accept it. He then leaves the FBI and comes forward with this story. And he told it to me almost a year ago, and it was just amazing after looking you up and talking with you what they've tried to do. You did spend 4 years in federal prison on an income tax charge that was trumped up, according to John Peeler also. So it's just been one thing after another. And the question is, if you are not telling the truth, why would they spend so much of an effort? Why even that effort that they've spent has been verified by an FBI agent who has since apologized to you, unless what you're saying is leading to the truth, Pastor Alamo? And why are they so frightened of this?
Well, the reason for it is they know that before I was a Christian, I was the number one promoter of different products, and they asked me to do the promotion for the whole Democratic Party, which I didn't do, and I did the promotion for Sonny and Cher and all that. And not just it isn't the temptation of I immediately, when I heard the voice of the Lord and when I had the supernatural experiences that I had, I could totally consecrated myself to the Lord, and that means I realize that He is the one that bought me. I'm a slave of the Lord. I'm standing, you know, people, if they don't stand on that point, that the Lord bought us, and that it's our reasonable duty, He gave His life for us, and we do give His life to Him. So now, and even as far as 2 days ago, I was offered by the three top basketball people in the world to open a chain of health spas for them and to govern them. They said, we're playing basketball, and we got this $120 million contract. So I have to walk away from those things, because if I did something like that, I would not have the protection from the Lord. People have to give up this life that we're living right now. And when I do that, and when I turn down all these different a lot of people would call them golden opportunities. And another one called about a chain of gas stations across the country that they want me to run. That just happened last night. And I just say, because they know my reputation. And so now the Vatican knows that I know promotion.
Okay, well, Pastor Alamo, I'm going to take a short break. Come back in 3 minutes. If you want to call us, 800-313-9443. Back after this short message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I did want to comment, Pastor Lamo, that that advertisement that just was on my show there on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm really happy that Father Martinez has decided to advertise and talk, but I totally disagree with what his message is, and that was that the Vatican is setting up the, or the Jews are responsible for all this. And I find it interesting, and I'd love to talk to Father Martinez on my show. So, Father, you're welcome to come on and speak, because I disagree with you on that assessment. I believe the Jewish people and the people that are working for the Vatican have been used to foment hatred towards them. And, you know, I've talked to many people. Lately I've been getting a lot of calls from Catholics, getting a lot of calls from even an old friend in Rome who's who knew me years when I worked there, who's now a traditional Catholic, trying supposedly to set me straight that there are still good things going on in the Vatican. And I said I disagree totally. And I also disagree with Father Martinez, but he has every right to advertise and to come on my show and talk about it. But I think it's just the other way around, Pastor Lamo. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, I don't have any thoughts of my own. I know that the Bible said that it's Rome and that it's not the Jews, and that the Jews would be restored to their homeland in the last days, and that we would be preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. We're the ones that wrote the Bible. And we're the ones in the last days, yes, the Jews were disobedient to the Lord. And the Lord dispersed them all over the world. And he said as an end time sign, the Lord would send them back to their homeland. And, of course, there's the Vatican, which is the Antichrist. Now, if the Antichrist, there's good things going on in the Antichrist, I'd like to have Father Martinez say that, you know, explain that. The Bible says that they are the Antichrist, and it's the worst organization in the world, and that they're powered by that great red dragon, the devil. Now, what happened years ago is that a Jewish man, the Catholics got a hold of him and planted the protocols of the Elders of Zion in his pocket, and they murdered him and threw him into a whorehouse. And so everybody, then the Vatican used that document that they made up themselves to make it look as though the Jews were the ones trying to take over the world. But Bush is not a Jew. He is a staunch Catholic. As a matter of fact, he has built many memorials to the Catholic cult in Washington, D.C., and he states that he will do anything and everything that the Pope tells him to do. So, I mean, you know, this Father Martinez really is a liar. I mean, he's just another one of the plants of the Vatican that they use. They have so many. They're so clandestine. It's like one of my best friends, Avril Manhattan, wrote a book and stated that they are the worst. They are like termites. They bore themselves into every walk of life in the United States. And what they're doing is they're using our boys and girls, our young men and women, to go over and fight their battles so that they can take control of different countries. Former President Clinton boasts that he had bombed over 50 countries and brought them to the world control of the Vatican. I lived in Israel, and I know that those people are poor, and they're just trying to live peaceful in their own country. And to think that these weasels would use such an atrocious, totally opposite thing like that to destroy the Jews, that's why God says, I'll bless them that bless the Jew, and I'll curse those that curse the Jew. And the Vatican has done everything in its power to curse the Jew. As a matter of fact, they backed Hitler up. Hitler, when he pulled out of the United Nations because they were consuming Germany, that was the only smart thing that I ever knew that he did, is to get out of the UN. And if we're smart, we'll get out of there, because they can't use our young men and women to go over and control the world for them. This is so ridiculous. I just see every day how stupid people are and how deceived they are. Now, because of the fact that I'm a promoter, and I see the way they promote. I see all the buzzwords they use, and I see all the ways they demean and degrade everybody that is for the Lord, because we are not a religion. We're salvationists. Religion is of the devil, and salvation is of the Lord. Even the Jews need to be saved, because they're a religion, and they're not the right religion. I'm Jewish. But because they haven't accepted the Jewish Messiah. And the Old Testament, I've written a book, 333 prophecies from the Old Testament regarding the first coming of the Lord, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Tells the exact day he'd be born, the exact day he'd die, he'd be killed with nail-pierced hands and feet and pierced in the side, sold for 30 pieces of silver, that he would die for the sins of the world. And, I mean, there's just no disputing. If people would get their eyes into the Bible and start reading it, then they would not be able to swallow all this garbage, this propaganda, this filthy propaganda that the Vatican is putting, the Antichrist is putting out about the Jews and about true born-again Christians. There's no religion that is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Religion didn't die on the cross and shed its blood for our sins. Mary didn't die on the cross and shed her blood for our sins. And if she did, it wouldn't work anyway. Only Jesus never committed one sin. He's the Messiah. He's actually God come in the flesh. And he never committed a sin, went to the cross and shed his blood to purchase us from under the penalty of the law. because everyone is under the penalty of the law. They're going to die and go to hell unless they come to Christ. And by his blood, he purchased us from having to pay the penalty for our Adamic sin that's on our soul. Whether we ever committed a sin in our life or not, it's for sure all our sinners because of Adam and Eve. We came out of Adam's loins. Eve and Eve were both sinners, and so therefore everyone from them has the Adamic sin on their soul that needs to be erased. And only the blood of Jesus can erase all of the most vile, filthy sins that we've ever committed, so long as the Spirit will enter into us and cause us, give us the power to be able to keep the commandments. Now, because I'm a promo expert, these guys are experts. I mean, they're really experts, and I see every move that they're making, and they know it. That's why they went from one radio station and TV station all over. They sent the FBI people and everything saying, don't say anything good or don't say anything bad about Tony Long, because if you do, we're going to take your FCC license away. And I know that they would, because my brother kept interviewing me. I'm not trying to scare you.
But, yeah, and so your story is interesting. From, you know, we covered how they railroaded you, tried to and sent you to jail unlawfully for 4 years, and you spread the word of God even while in prison. But your story about all these different stations and all the things that you've been through, the stations that cover you, the ones that are told to stay away from you, only shows me what really is going on. You've given me a tremendous amount of strength to continue, because I'll tell you what, I found that unless you start talking about the people that are not silencing this message, you will never get to the truth. And I think even the Bible wants people to come out and say, listen, let's not be frightened, and let's tell it the way it is. You know what? I've really gained a lot of strength. So let's go to Rita in Colorado. I've got a call, Rita. Are you on the line?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know what I hear is you're talking about the monolithic Church of Rome, you know, mm-hmm. and how that has strayed from the path. And it's actually, you know, you look at the Bible in the Old Testament and the New Testament, and it's actually, you know, we have two covenants in that same book. So what happens is, if they tried in like they did in Italy, they tried to make that the state religion for Rome. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is, then you lose that whole ideal, like we have for so long in America, where we had Jewish separate from Christianity, because it's just a different way of looking at things, you know?
Right. Do you have a question?
And Jesus. So what I see here, you know, and a lot of what we've got, and you can tie it to the immigration problem, because it's the Church of Rome is actually, you know, taking us down, trying to make Jew-Christian churches so that all these people from Mexico, well, that's what they want to have here when they come up. And so I, in my town, in south the border of New Mexico in Trinidad, I had dinner with a Jesuit priest here a year and mm-hmm. a half ago. And I told him, you know, these people, they don't understand this message. They don't understand what this symbol, the nativity scene is. And you cannot display the nativity to these people. And that year he didn't, and they put a display of the of a priest kneeling with a shepherd. But then 6 months later, lo and behold, all the Jesuits are out of town, and you know, the men and the women are all out after 135 years in Trinidad. So I see, you know, that what Greg's talking about, the Black Pope, I can see that there is that sort.
Pastor
of...
Lama, do you have any comments?
Well, all I can say is, the one thing I can comment on what they said was that the Catholic Church never was the Church of the Lord. The first... this is a cult. It's the Antichrist, and it's been that way ever since the conception of it. And the Jews were the first Christians. Jesus is the world's greatest Jew, and the first believers were Jews. So, and now the Lord has come back to us we choose. And, you know, people shouldn't try to teach us. You should learn from us, because we have an inroad to the Lord. The Bible even says that, if the falling away from us brought an open door for the Gentiles to believe, then how much more will the receiving, when God receives us back, will we be to the entire world? Because there's going to be all these different Jews saved in these last days. And that we're going to be like 144,000 John the Baptist. We're making the way of the Lord straight. And everybody, it seems like there's so many people that think they know the Bible, and they're not even saved. They don't even go to church. They don't even read the Bible. And they just give their own opinions. And I don't understand what the caller is saying in regard to the immigration thing at all.
Well, it's because Jews are not Christians, Tony Alamo. And if you try to make us all Jews, we're not going to go around. We're not. That's America.
Wait
is not
a minute.
Go
no, you don't teach me. I'll teach you. This Jew is a Christian. Okay. I'm a Jew. I'm a Christian, and Jesus was a Jew, and he is a Christian. And Peter, Matthew, Mark, and Peter, and the Apostle Paul were all Jews, and they were all Christians.
Right. Well, you can't say that bisexual whores are sires of angels, you know?
Well, you're talking
that isn't our flock. We have a different flock, and we have a different covenant.
Well,
and we
Lord,
understand why there are different covenants, and it's always going to be that way. Always.
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
better,
I know what I'm talking about.
I closed churches in
Europe, Tony Alamo. People in Europe are freer to know what the truth. They don't have this cult going around on both sides and telling people what's going on.
I think I'd like to keep it on track as far as we're both. I think both you and Pastor Alamo understand the Vatican's deceit in this whole war on freedom, no matter what country you're in. And I disagree with the caller. And I want to thank you for calling, and I'm going to move on. But I disagree
with you. I'm a Christian. You're a Jew, okay? That's the way it is. There are different kind of people in the world.
Okay.
You're
you
right.
Know, let's move on.
It's always going to be that way, Greg. Jew boy.
What planet are you talking to us from? You know, you're like a space cadet.
Okay. And you know what? Here we go. It's the same rhetoric that we get a lot of times, Pastor Alamo. It's always the confusion. I really have always set ground rules on my show, and that is people can come on, but when it gets to arguing and name-calling and people talking over one another, then I just stop the call. But I do appreciate Rita's call anyway. What were you trying to say, Pastor? I couldn't explain what you why you think this guy was on cloud nine, so to speak.
Well,
are you there?
She's not addressing the point of the things that we're talking about, and everything that's going on in the world per se, and you know, those of us that are true born of the Spirit Christians we have to become Jews. If you're a Christian, a true Christian, then you are spiritual Israelites. As a matter of fact, the Lord calls his bride those of us who have become consecrated to him, that have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, purchased by him, and filled with the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, we are become spiritual Israelites. Now, the Bible is full of this, and so that's how I know that the person that's calling, they're just talking because of maybe some Q Klux Klan meetings that they went to, or some offshoot type place where they're teaching all this garbage to confuse them. I believe that she's a student of and she's saying she's a Christian and I'm a Jew. Well, she better become a Jew, a Christian Jew, because the Bible says not Israel is Israel, that the people that are of the Lord are, the born-again Christians are the true Christians. They're Jews. A Jew means a person that believes God. And she's saying, I believe in God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and I've laid my life on the line for 42, almost 43 years, and I've won millions of souls to the Lord. And so if that isn't a Christian, I could guarantee you that that woman has never won a soul in her life. And this is the main thing that the Lord came into this world, was to save sinners, to make them spiritual Israelites, spiritual Jews. Because you read the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, it says, I'll show you the bride. We are the bride of Christ. I was just mentioning one of my messages for the flying saucers. Sue and I prayed that we would see flying saucers. And in the first chapter of Ezekiel, it talks about wheels within the wheel. Okay, that's Jesus is the center of the church, not the Pope.
Pastor, I need to take a break. Let's pick it up right there when we come back after this short message on the Investigative Journal.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge I laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Pastor Tony Lamo. And, Pastor, I cut you off there at the break. Did you want to finish your point that you were making?
I I can't even remember. I've got so much to say that I just I don't remember exactly what it is. If you refresh my mind, I'll sure finish it.
Well, you were saying about the wheel and God is the center of the wheel.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, it's in the first chapter of the book of Ezekiel. He talks about the flying saucers, and the people today are, and for the past 2 years have been talking a lot about it. When Sue and I were going to get married in Las Vegas, I was a new Christian, and she'd been saved for 25 years, and she says, it's pitch black out there. We're going through some weird road to get to Las Vegas. And she said, Tony, let's ask the Lord to see if there's such a thing as flying saucers, and if there is, show them to us. And so I thought, oh, I, you know, God's going to show us flying saucers. But anyways, we, while she was driving, I put my left hand in her right, and she said, Father, if there are flying saucers, show them to us. And I says, amen, you know, but I didn't believe, you know, that I just thought it was a foolish thing to ask the Lord. And so here they come. I'm one right after the other, and they were so precise and so fast. They were faster than lightning, and they were fire, but they were like they were kind of like fog or something, but shaped like saucer, and they came right up to our windshield at the speed of lightning and just grazed it. I mean, if there's whiskers on the window, it would have taken them off. And there was a squadron of them. And so I always wondered, well, what is the point? Now, I know that flying saucers are, she told me that it was angels surveying the earth just before the Lord comes back to earth. And so the Lord gave me a revelation a few weeks ago telling me that this is symbolic, these saucers of the church. The church has to, we have to start living the church life. We can't be living religious lives. We have to be living the salvation life. And Christ is the wheel that's inside the wheel. In other words, the body of Christ is the outer part. Those are just symbolic of the church and the head of the church. Christ is the center. And then in the book of Revelation, it talks about the seven golden candlesticks, which are the seven churches of Asia. And then it talks about the Lord walking in the midst. So it's the same, it's like a symbol or a type or a figure of the church, the body of Christ. The body of Christ must make Christ its center. We have to have Christ as our center. He has to be living in all of us. And we have to be so together that we're like one flying saucer. That we move when the Lord moves, and that we swerve when the Lord swerves. And if we do, we're going to be the most precision body of Christ, because he's precision, he's exact, and he is legal. A lot of people said we don't like legalism, but it's a whole lot better than illegalism.
Pastor Lionel, we're going to take a short break, only a two-minute breaker, so you stay right there, catch your breath, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this short message.